Thank you for downloading the Elohim Christian Church podcast. This morning's message is brought by Pastor Faye Clark.
ECC, I am very, very excited. Steve and I spent some time today while Ty was tidying his bedroom. Wow. We're starting the year as we mean to go on. But we were just talking through 2017, really, and looking back at what had been good and what had been not so good, and what we'd learnt and what we'd grown through in this year. And we came to the conclusion that actually probably this is the hardest year that we've had together. But we also concluded that it caused us to cleave to God like we've never cleaved to God before. And it also caused us to cleave to one another like we'd never done before. And what might have been meant for destruction has actually blessed us, strengthened us, and we're going out of 2017 much stronger than we entered it. I believe that's the case for the church too. And I'm excited that God is moving us into new things as we welcome 2018 together here. I'm a bit discombobulated, if I'm honest, because I keep saying good morning to everybody. And it's not morning, but it's fine, because if it's not morning and I think it is, I'm definitely going to make it through to midnight. But Steve Uppel wrote this today: the way we leave determines the way that we enter. And I believe that we're entering 2018 stronger, more focused, and with sure and certain purpose, expecting God to do a new thing just as he promised. And as we knock at the door of 2018, I so strongly have this in my heart. I wake up thinking about it, and I go to bed praying that God is going to bring it to pass. And it's this year. The church will move forward from words to action, dreams to reality, and from promise to possession. That word that I bought a couple of weeks ago. And God is moving on the inside of me, and I'm starting to believe that it's a reality. And every morning I wake up and I'm like, God, it's our due season. Yeah. It's going to happen. And every night when I go to bed, I'm praying it through. Come on, God, we're going to see those promises come to pass. We're going to see those dreams a reality, and we're going to possess the land that you've given to us. 2018 is our year, and I'm expecting that as we continue to hear from God and move in the new things of him, he's going to move powerfully in our lives and in the life of the church in Barlston and the area that he has given us to occupy. And as we pursue his presence, not his present, as we seek his face and not his hand, as we make ourselves available, accessible and visible on two levels, that's to him and to the people, we're going to see God invade. And I've brought that word a couple of times over the last 3 months. But again, when I was preparing today, I felt that God said, as we pursue him, he's going to invade our lives. And that means he's going to invade the life of the people that we come into contact with. And invade means this: to enter forcefully, to enter as if to take possession, to intrude upon, to invade someone's privacy. He wants to invade our private lives. To infringe upon and to penetrate and to spread into. Wow. Amazing, isn't it? And so today we're looking at Philippians 3, and it's just verse 12 to 14. And it's entitled in my Bible, Focused on the Goal. And it says this. This is Paul writing. I am not saying that I have this all together. I can relate to that. I don't have it all together. I'm not saying that I've made it, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, Don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onwards to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Wow. And I read that and I was like, I can really so relate to Paul on this. As I feel that as we enter this whole new year, that's how I feel. I've got my eyes on the goal where God is beckoning us onwards to Jesus. I'm off and I'm running and I'm not looking back. And I believe that every year that God gives us here is a year to be productive. As productive as we can to extend his kingdom for the display of his glory. And the longer that I live, the more I realise how quickly those years are passing. I sound really old, don't I? I am, I'm 40 this year. Shh, don't tell anyone. But honestly, I'm only 39 this year. In the year to come, in the year 2018. But I'm starting to realise more and more how quickly the days are going. And I'm challenged by that. How am I maximising my potential for the kingdom for every day that passes? Ooh, I was challenged by that. And you know, God and the host of heaven are cheering us on, going, come on, you're better than that. You're bigger than that. You can do more than that. I have made you for greater things than this. My greater glory is yet to come. We had that this morning from Haggai. The greater things are ahead of us. They're not what lies behind. What lies behind has been great. But what lies ahead is even better. James, you've had a great year, haven't you? James has got married this year. But you know, that was great. But actually, greater things are ahead of you. You think what a great year it's been. But God's got greater things ahead of us than is what is already behind. Do you know that this is a time of year, lots of people make New Year resolutions. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to get my finances in order. I'm going to drink less. I'm going to quit smoking. I don't know, maybe one of those relate to you. And do you know, 4 out of 5 people, all five, wow, that's good. But 4 out of 5 people break those resolutions within a month. We don't need a resolution. We need a Jesus revolution. This is our time, church.
Yeah, come on.
God wants us to maximise our potential. What ought I be doing that I'm not? And why is it that so many of us come to the end of 1 year with exactly the same baggage that we carried into the new year? Let's see, shall we? In Philippians 3, Paul was writing from a Roman prison. As far as he knew, every day was his last. And so in some sense, every day was a new day. He didn't know what he was going into. And he gives us the secret on how to make sure every new season is our best in these 3 verses. And he begins by making an admission, which is the starting point for making our lives better. And it's in Philippians 3, verse 12. I don't mean to say that I already have achieved these things or that I have reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection of which Christ first took hold of me. And what Paul's admitting to is that he doesn't have it all together. Whoa, thank goodness. If Paul didn't have it all together, it's all right that I don't have it all together. I feel reassured in that. He isn't yet done. He isn't yet finished. Although he's done a lot, there's a lot more to be done. And though he's been to a lot of places, there are still more places for him to go. And though he's reached a lot of people, there's still more people for him to meet. And it doesn't matter how old he is, as long as he's breathing, he's on a mission. We've always got things to learn, but we've always got things to do for the gospel. And it doesn't matter how old we are, God has got a mission for you, for me, and for us. Paul gives us three simple steps that we can use at the beginning of every season. That might be a year, it might be the beginning of a month, or a week, or a day. We can apply it. And so the first point that Paul gives us is in verse 13. And so point one is, forget what is behind you. Is this in verse 13? Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind. The first thing that we can do as we enter into a new season is put the old one behind us. Paul had learned a tremendous lesson. You can't focus on where you're going until you forget where you have been. And when we read this passage, we realise that Paul is actually using a racing term here. He's talking about running a race. He talks about straining forward and pressing on. He's got the end goal in mind. He's not looking back. When we're running, we can't look back, we'll fall over our feet. If we look back, we focus on what's behind and we don't push through the pain barrier to reach the goal of the final mile. That's true about our life. We can't sail the ship of our lives, the seas of the future, with joy and peace if our anchor's stuck in the past. And we can't run forward if we're always looking behind. And so Paul is talking about forgetting what lies behind. He's not talking about we just scratch it from our memory. We learn from it, but we don't let it dictate our future. As we look back over 2017, like we did today, it's good, isn't it? It's so good to look back. How has this year been for us? It's been tough. It's good to acknowledge it's been tough. But we didn't focus on what was tough. We focused on where we'd come to. And how by going through all of that, it's taking us into the next year stronger, more focused, more determined, together with Jesus at the centre. Number two, Paul talks about focus on what is in front of you. Let's listen to that again. I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, I push on towards the goal that is ahead. Two words, one thing. Paul was focused. He wasn't focused on 10 things. He was focused on the one thing that laid ahead, the call of God. When the rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked him how to receive eternal life, Jesus said, "One thing you lack." When Martha was arguing with Mary over what was really important in life, Jesus said to Martha, "One thing is needed." And David says in Psalm 27, verse 4, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek you all the days of my life." What is the one thing that Paul's seeking? The Father. In Philippians 3:14, he writes this, "By no means do I count myself an expert, but I've got my eye on the goal." Where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running and I'm not turning back. Paul's eyes were fixed on God and the course that Jesus had set out before him. And for me, I'm convinced that the greatest single thing that I do is read my word. It encourages me, it strengthens me, it motivates me, it deepens my relationship with Jesus, it gives me deep revelation of God's love for me. What if that one thing that you did this year was to make the decision to read your word more? How would that transform your life? What if the one thing that you decided to do this year was to worship more? What if the one thing you decided to do this year was to come on a Tuesday to midweek? How would that transform your life and the life of the church? And the last step that Paul gives us here is to fulfill what lies ahead of you. And we can do it together. I don't know if you remember in September, but we had the slogan, "We are ECC." And together we can do it. And I'm just asking you today to say, this one thing is what I'm going to do. And as we individually determine that we're going to set our face like flint to seek the Lord, we're going to see lives transformed. We're going to see those dreams reality, those promises and possession of the land come to pass, because we're harvesting in our own lives. And when we harvest in our own life, we're going to see the harvest come in, because we're changed and we're transformed. I'm going to read that to you again. Let me just find it in my notes. Sorry. It's our due season, church. God decreed it to us. And as we knock at the door of 2018 and we choose to leave behind all that was in 2017, and as we choose to embrace all that is ahead of us in 2018, as we focus on what is in front of us, as we focus on what it is that God has said to us this year, the church will move from words to action, dreams to reality, and from promises to possession. It's harvest time. Get your basket ready. For I am about to restore to you spiritual and natural blessing. Get ready for a move of God like never before. And we're going to respond to the word today by taking communion. This is how I felt that God had said to respond today. Because it's really good to start the year right in that place with God, doing what it is that Jesus taught the disciples to do. And on the communion table, we've got these. And it says, in 2018, I believe in God for. And so you can take one of these today and write down that one thing that you're believing God for in 2018. And write down on here that one thing that you're going to do differently. I don't mean you've got to do that now. I mean take it home and just spend some time asking God what it is that he wants you to do differently. Because it's good to ask him. When we ask him and he tells us and we respond, it's easier than thinking, oh, I'm just going to read my Bible more. Day one, day two, day three. Oh, my resolutions out the window. But with God beside us, all things are possible. And as we take communion today, decide in your heart to take on those three keys that Paul gives us here. And as Steve Uppel said, the way we leave determines the way that we enter. And the way we leave 2017 is going to determine the way that we enter 2018. And I'm entering it full of excitement, full of anticipation, full of expectation that my God is on the move. Forget what is behind you. Focus on what is in front of you and determine to fulfill what lies ahead of you. We're going to do communion a bit differently today. Pri's going to worship and we're going to serve you communion.